Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. Doing a podcast about content creation. And I'm going live on IG at the same time. I'm going to be saving it for you here at the podcast. Curation. Boom. Okay. Got it. Just here sharing some game with y'all that I just stole from someone else. I steal game and give it to y'all. The game is free. It's the work that costs. So tap in. What's going on with the family? I hope everybody's having a beautiful, hope everybody having a blessed day. I hope everybody working to get some of their success and they working to get the knowledge necessary in order to achieve those goals. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what my platform is all about. Informing you, giving you the keys, giving you the tools in order for you to be successful. Of course, I focus so much on mindset, you know, and then sometimes we go directly into application and things that you can be doing right now to foster a better relationship with your dreams and your goals and the output. And, you know, just makes things incredibly better for yourself. So one thing I want to talk to you all about is content. You know, a lot of you all have. Here's the thing. Everybody should be making content. Whether you got a job or whether you got a business, I think that you all should just be building and making content, you know, just for legacy purposes. And then, you know, a lot of people always ask, yo, what kind of content should I make for my business, or should I wait to grow the business, then make the content? No, I think you should be making it right now. And so, you know, it's the three C's in content and creation that I think that everybody should know, because it increases your opportunities and growth. And, you know, also it's money out there that's just waiting for you. Like, people getting paid to do Facebook shit. People getting paid to do Instagram. People getting paid to do YouTube. Like, it's all money. So, you know, we're going to add another C. We're going to go with the five C's today. Content, capital, creation, curation, collaboration. Content, capital, creation, curation, collaboration. And content is king to help you build your kingdom, right? So my brother Ben is a great example of somebody who just creates content at a scale. And, you know, later down the line, it's very good for him because he's able to monetize and capitalize off of it. Like Facebook just start paying him. And he's able to make money off that when at first he was just putting out those videos. But at the same time, if you all have any businesses, drop the type of businesses that you have so I can go really direct towards the type of content that you could be making. But let's get into these three C's. So everybody should be making some sort of content, right? So we're talking about creation. Content is really your process. So when you're talking about creative, we're talking about content curation, it takes a lot of creativity, a lot of time for a person to make content, right? You know, so sometimes it's not always best for you to spend all of that energy on content curation, because not everybody is that creative. And so sometimes you hire somebody else to do it, you know, to do those things that you can't do. But for your content, that's also going towards branding and things of that nature. Your content is really it's a transaction of attention to allow people to either absorb the information or buy into whatever you're selling or whatever service you're providing or whatever intellect is you're giving. So creating the content is very important. But for people who's doing a lot of work, this is something that's very important for you. I know Gary Vee says this, is that, you know, do the document, don't create. And that goes into your process is already your content. So the things that you do daily that's running your business, the calls that you take, the new information that you get, the experience that you get, all of that, the ups, the downs, the whole entire process is your content and is valuable to someone else that's going along that same journey and that's learning, right? Because if I had a conversation with this with a client that I was talking to that was extremely good at what they were doing. And I was saying that, look, you're great at what you're doing, but you never show people how you do it. And that's really the best part about it, is when people show you how they do it. It's like if you see a great artist and they're always putting out the art, but they never tell you their process of creating the art. They never show you that. That's the most valuable thing, because you're showing me the results, but the value is the process, right? So, you know, you can create content through documentation of what you already do and present that to the world. That's also going to help you ramp up getting clients, wrap up doing B2B business, all a bunch of different things. But that content creation is very key for everybody that has a business, you know, that has a side hustle, whatever it is, because people are really selling content. Like corporations are really buying into this same idea of creating content for their businesses, whether they're big or they're small. And if you're seeing the generation of content creators on YouTube and Instagram, or Facebook, or Snapchat, and all these different people that's using their creativity to build businesses and to put that thing out there. But also, I want you to think about when you're creating the content, how do you make it flow? How do you stay on target and stay on track? Because unless you're branded as like someone who is universal that does all these different things, the content that you create should be directly on track to what you're actually creating. Right. And so that's what we should be doing, making sure that you're doing it in that matter. So next thing. So you got creation. You can create your own content, and you can do it through documentation. You can do it through what you're already doing. And there's many different mediums and many different apps that you can create doing that. Then you got curation. Right. Meaning you don't have to. Let's stay on target. I'm not answering no questions that has nothing to do with the subject at hand. You got to stay on target. So let's go with curation. Curation is not about creating it, but also being able to use someone else's content that speaks towards what you're doing. So you don't always have to create the content itself, right? So let's say Good Sister, she does yoga. Sometimes you can put someone else's video that has some technique or something that they're doing, and you can curate that, right? So people are coming to your page and they come into your platform for a certain type of information, right? And I always talk about making your page or making your business a Walmart. So people come into it for all things, right? But all things surrounding that particular business that you're doing. So this is great because you don't always have to put in the the work and or in creating content. But it also is great because it helps other people that you're curating, right? So make sure you always give credit to the person that you're curating. If you're reposting somebody, make sure you're adding them. So if somebody see you using their content, they can be happy because they see that you're spreading exposure and you're bringing more people to them and adding traffic. So it's a win-win situation. So curation is very important as well. The same thing is like, you know, Brother Ben, let me use him for example again. He does a lot of curation of Mr. Farcon's content. He puts out the content, he gives you his perspective, his thoughts, his ideas. You know, he doesn't have to create the content, but he's curating it for you. And that's worked very well as a case study. So even if somebody's doing it with, you know, righteous content or controversial content in today's time, it still works out well. Collaboration is great, meaning that for one, this works in many different ways, because if I don't have all of the equipment to do something, or you can always collaborate with somebody who does. If you have an idea, some sort of content you want to create, you don't always have to be the one who does it all. You can collaborate with someone. And this also combines your audience with someone else's audience. So doing like lives together, creating podcasts together, doing videos together, business, whatever segment that it is. Or you also don't have to have all of the experience to give this your audience the knowledge when it comes to collaborating with someone else. So I think that it should be easy to be able to see the benefits of collaboration real easy when working with other people. Like when I work with the Shifters, it helps increase my audience as well, help increase their audience and expose to different people. And it just creates a different change. That's that mastermind element. It gives you access to thoughts, ideas, information, a reach audience that you normally wouldn't get on your own. So two entities coming together to create a third. Collaboration is definitely key. I think that that should be a business tactic and a business strategy that everybody use. And if you can try to figure out how you collaborate with as many people on the planet Earth, you're going to win and you're going to have geometrical progression just by working and increasing your collaboration efforts. So, then it's capital, right? So you take your curation, your collaboration, and then you connect it to a product, you connect it to a service, you connect it through a program that you're pushing, whatever it is. And so the attention, of course, is in order for you to make anything successful, you have to have eyes on you. You have to have eyes on your product, eyes on your business, eyes on it, eyes, because eyes represent consciousness. So we can throw in that C right there. So now we up to six C's. We got creation, curation, collaboration, content, capital, conscious, right? So the reason you're making this content is so that you get it to human beings' consciousness, right? Because if you want to sell millions of products to 1 million people, that means that 1 million people have to know about your product. The way that they're going to know about your product, right, it's through this process of you creating this content, you doing this marketing, you doing all of these different things. So that's providing an extra additional value to your business. And content is very important, and you don't want to stop the process of creating and making better and evolving your product. So I always talk about being content versus content, right? And I always use the example that Steve Jobs gave when he was doing an interview and he was kind of shading Microsoft for their lack of continuation of creating great content, saying that they started off as a great company where they were continuously innovating on their products and making it really dope. And that's what got them to the scale that they had that they got to. But once they became successful, the sales started to lead the company, right? So once they became successful, it was the salespeople, because they were becoming capital driven instead of content driven, meaning they wanted to create and innovate for the people. The new value became the sales, so that they became content, kind of, in the thought process. They became content with what they created, and then they were just trying to sell what they had instead of continuously innovate. And you kind of seeing that's what Apple doing now at this Steve Jobs is going, you know, they're just selling and selling. They just came up with some goddamn iPods, the new AirPods, but the only thing they changed was they added a wireless thing. And of course, everybody was waiting on color and waiting on black, but of course, they're thinking about capital. Right. So they're not thinking about content and curating and giving most value to the people. Right. They're thinking about stretching it over a long period of time so they can sell even more on this one particular upgrade. And then they're going to add more content onto it. Of course, they're going to come with the color later on. So, you know, I would say that's not the way you do it. I mean, you know, but you can do it if you're just super capital driven. But then at the same time, people know what you're doing, and then people you know, kind of look at Apple with a side eye, and then they start to look at Samsung and be like, you know what, I think I might as well convert over there. But when you build such massive infrastructure, you can afford that because you create a cult, right? It becomes a cult-like following, and then people just, you know, tap in. So look, that's all I got for you today. I got to go. I'm working. I'm in the office. I just wanted to leave y'all with those creation, curation, collaboration, conscious, content, and cult in capital. The 7 C's. Tapped in, tapped out. See y'all later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.